You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Sandra Belanger died in April. It wasn't necessarily an unfamiliar experience for her. Ghosts, death, and the hereafter were a part of her everyday existence. That's because she was a spirit medium. Before she left this world, Sandra shared her insights into the afterlife with reporter Priscilla Yuki Wilson.
Look at that.
That's amazing.
I guess they call that a murder of crows. That's what a group of crows, a large group of crows, is called, a murder of crows.
That's Sandra Belanger. It's 11 a.m. and the weather in Oakland is perfect for a stroll. The sunny day almost makes me forget that we're in the middle of the Mountain View Cemetery.
Clearly, crows also have that, that thing about death attached to them as well.
Belanger's dressed in black, and her long, shiny silver hair is swaying from the calm breeze. She hasn't spent as much time here as she has in the cemeteries she grew up visiting in Massachusetts, but she feels comfortable here nonetheless. She thought it would be a fitting place to discuss her work as a spirit medium.
That's the funny thing about cemeteries, is that you can still have relationships with people even after they're gone from this earth at some level.
Belanger knows her way around. She points out the grave of Domenico Ghirardelli of Ghirardelli Chocolates, and then excitedly points out the grave of Elizabeth Short, also known as the Black Dahlia, who was given the nickname after her highly publicized murder in the late 40s.
We're all basically eternal.
For Belanger, Halloween is a time to acknowledge the unknown, the impossible, and even the inconceivable. For her, it's not as much about zombies and vampires, but more about acknowledging death and the afterlife. Two things, she says, many people don't want to think about.
We do everything we can to keep people from dying. We spend a lot of time and effort on coming up with new technologies to do that. But no one ever really thinks about what happens to our consciousnesses after we die. And from the standpoint of physics, energy cannot be destroyed. It can only change form. So it would stand to reason that with a human being being powered by electrical energy, that's not going to just dissipate.
Which means Belanger believes that after people die, something about them is still out there, and her job is to communicate with them. She says her work is about bridging the gap between the living and the dead.
Most people, I think, want an afterlife. I think they'd prefer to have an afterlife. I think the concept of winking out like a burnt-out light bulb at the end of your life is frightening to a lot of people.
Belanger says she's always been open to the other side, as she calls it, since she was a little girl. But it wasn't until a near-death experience in 1981 that her life really transferred between two worlds.
I had the definite out-of-body experience, where the only way that I can describe it, it's like, it would be like if you were a dolphin in the sky, being able to do like barrel rolls, and you could move around at the speed of thought. I mean, the incredible freedom of not being in your body, to be completely 100% unencumbered from the standpoint of being a complete consciousness, but to have no limitations as far as movement. It was pretty astounding.
Belanger says that she didn't want to stay in limbo, the term she uses to explain where she was, but spirits there convinced her to come back because she still had unfinished business. To her, that meant becoming a spirit medium. So, you might be wondering, how could this story be possible? Is there any way she can prove it? Belanger says the best form of proof out there is electronic voice phenomena, otherwise known as EVP.
People have been researching EVP since the late 40s, early 50s. Initially, people used regular tape recorders, and using a new tape, they would go into a soundproof area and they would record, and things other than what was said in the room will show up on the tape.
Now Belanger says there is computer software that records EVP and therefore allows you to talk back and forth with the spirit world. She says this has completely transformed how she explains her work to people.
Basically, I've always been worried about people thinking I'm crazy because of this, and that's a valid concern. So I was always striving for some way to prove to other people that what I was experiencing wasn't schizophrenia.
EVPs sound like one of those voices programmed into our computers. Oftentimes, it can be staticky, and Belanger says only a highly trained ear can pick up information and stretch it out for normal folks to also hear. Here's an example where Belanger hears the phrase, "Death is a gift."
Death is a gift.
Belanger says it takes her sometimes a few hours just to go through 2 minutes of a recording.
The thing about EVP research is that for every question you answer, it uncovers a bottomless pit of more questions. So there's really no end to it.
Now, there is no scientific explanation for EVP. Belanger says these phrases or questions she hears are not a coincidence, and that this is truly a connection to the spirit world. But she doesn't think she has to go out and convince people.
I provide them with my data, and they have to make their own mind up.
And Belanger's connection to the spirit world comes especially handy when people are looking for answers that only the spirits would have.
I've actually been able to provide some answers for police, for law enforcement, for family members about what happened to their loved one. I worked on the Lacey Peterson case back in 2003, and my feeling was that it had very much helped her family in dealing with the whole situation.
Even though her work sometimes brings up more questions than answers, Belanger is absolutely confident of at least one thing.
And that is that spirits are real. Beyond that, it's all theory, conjecture, and hypothesis.
When it comes to Halloween, Belanger invites people to take it as an opportunity to memento mori, or remember your mortality. And who knows, maybe our spirits do live on forever. From Mountain View Cemetery in Oakland, I'm Priscilla Yuki Wilson for Cross Currents.